Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of Fewer Things Better. When I started this podcast almost 2 years ago, I had no other goal than to stick with it for at least 62 episodes. Why 62? Because I'm a nerd, and I had learned about this invisible threshold at 62 miles above sea level that is known as the Karman Line. This marks the unofficial transition between sky to space. So I figured I could at least make 62 efforts to get past the invisible line of my own comfort zone. And 62 episodes seemed like a good stretch to give oxygen to the thoughts inside my head and enough room for the courage to learn out loud. It's often said that we teach what we most need to learn, and this podcast has offered weekly mile markers on the long and winding road of forging my own map. In fact, I often revisit these reminders spoken there and then to use as a bit of a lamplight in the here and now. I'll be the first to claim limited experience in many of the subjects that get explored here on these episodes. Oftentimes, I'm capturing everyday notes and ideas and insights from others that I hear as I go along as sort of a field map filled in with margin notes and sticky notes. The bottom line on top of this milestone episode is that sometimes the best efforts you make will be done by you and done for you. I have definitely learned that there isn't a simple solution for how to do fewer things better. There is value, however, in exploring what resonates and, equally important, what we resist. As I look back over 99 episodes, I saw some themes from the topics and from the feedback I have heard from so many of you listening in the thousands of downloads from more than a dozen countries and 100 cities. So, in honor of the time and topics, this episode, number 100, is part one of two that captures some key themes on the journey to do things better. The first theme is that we're tired, really tired. We spend a lot of time paying attention to the clock. However, there is real scientific fairy dust in learning more about your personal chronobiology. We began at the very beginning in episode 4, offering a great outline on why our personal when matters. Figure out your own clock, and so much of the noisy world starts to make a bit more sense. And just last episode, number 99, we looked at ways to reclaim realistic rest. Realistic because we live in the real world. And resting is different from restoration. Rest can be a temporary pause from activities, but restoration, it's an intentional return to a healthier place for us. I saw a great definition that said to restore a situation means to cause it to exist again. I love the idea that we can take small steps, make something within us exist again. If you find yourself feeling the weight of more than just fatigue, episode 87 is about some tips to recognize and recover from burnout. Burnout is that customized blend of situations, circumstances, and feelings that impact you in a way that takes a while for you to recover. I say that on purpose because burnout is not something for us to defend, and it's not ours to define in some common practice. It's something that we experience deeply. In fact, I heard a character in a movie say one time, "I'm the kind of tired a long weekend can't cure." And that is something a lot of us can relate to. So really looking at fatigue and burnout is something that we can all benefit from and recognize in ourselves and maybe even in others. Another theme is we do too much and we play too little. Both of those things makes that tired feeling a little bit more understandable. One of the most popular episodes, if we define it by listeners versus agreement, is from the very early days. Episode 3 explains why multitasking is a myth. It's not even part of our cognitive makeup. Instead, what happens within our brain is known as task switching. Now, that's a super fast unconscious shift in our attention between tasks. Sometimes that can be in microseconds. But this show takes a closer look at the cost behind all that attention hopscotching. One way to help with the drive to do it all is to give yourself the gift of good enough. And that's what episode 42 does. It talks about the messy middle and finding ways to be okay with just being okay. The messy parts of us are actual parts of us. We're not supposed to sand it all away. If we do, we're missing the opportunity to improve and evolve. And being real leads to real moments. And when others see more of the real parts of us, then we might be able to go a little deeper than the screen and superficial exchanges and experience real connection. That matters. Life is hard enough, so make sure that you also make time for recess. And that's what episode 98 talks about, the power and science of fun, joy, and play. Similar, episode 60 is about the immediate impact of having a day to play, however you define day. Now, taking off for multiple days or vacation, that requires a lot of planning, but a day, a few hours? Even most overachievers and people pleasers can admit that the world will turn without them for at least that long. The next theme is we are distracted a lot. Going back to those early archives again, we started exploring our many distractions in disguise with episode number 5. That also offered 2 time-based tools that can help kickstart our focus. I use them practically every day. Taking distractions to a deeper level, episode 27 looked at how these distraction decisions carry a cost. Some that we willingly pay and others that cost more than we initially realize. Another popular episode is number 24, and that is about how indecision is a decision. There are times where we need to hit the pause button on our thinking for a bit, but pay attention to how often you reach for that button. It could be that whatever you are deciding on is what you are avoiding. That's the first part of key themes from 100 episodes. If you like roundup recaps like this, check out episode 37. We had a lot of clips on attention, time, decisions, connection, sleep. You might like that. And whether you're new to this conversation or you've been part of the journey at different points, first, thank you. And I hope you find some things that resonate, maybe some things that you resist. Both are valuable ways that we can explore as we take care to take good care. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this by following me on LinkedIn or going to unlockthebrain.com and joining the mailing list. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a moment to rate or comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.